Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Come back to your first love this morning. Dadawethu, good morning, and thank you so much for standing by. Welcome, 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 welcome to you, Dad.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. Dadawethu, namhlanje, you know, we are convicted of our responsibility, you know, towards the lost, our responsibility towards the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Won't you just pray, Dada, and just open up the platform for those who really want to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives this morning?
Our Father, we want to passionately pray for people who have no relationship with you, yet you love them. And the Bible says you cause your rain to fall upon those who worship you and those who are far away from you.
Yes, Lord.
You give this oxygen, which we now know how important it is, both to those who fear you and those who despise you. Lord, you care for all of us. You're a loving Father. We just pray that your love will woo people to you. Your love will attract people to you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Spirit of God, we just pray that people will know that they've got nothing to lose when they give their lives to you, but they've got everything to gain. So we want to pray for those who have never committed their lives to you.
Yes, Lord.
Who have never been your children through Christ. We pray that today they will turn to you. But we pray also for those who once gave their lives to you,
yes,
and they were fooled by the devil and taken back to sin. Please bring them back, Lord, we pray, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also pray for those who pretend to know you, but deep down their hearts, they know they don't belong to you. Please, Father, draw people to you. Let your love for them overwhelm them and come back willingly, Lord, to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise your holy name. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Sure. Amen and amen.
Amen.
The issue, Dada, is with our first love, Nancy Ndaba Pikoyo, this morning. Good morning, we're to Dad. You know, what a precious morning it is. What a precious morning it is, because we are truly reminded of the love of God this morning. And of course, we are absolutely excited, Dada, because kudala wethu sikhumbula, you know.
I have been missing you. I'm so sorry. I seem to have been a father who just absconded. I can't.
Oh.
I love you. I belong to this family.
Oh, siyabulela, Tata. No, siyalukuthando lwakho. Even when you're not with us, we thank God that we know that, you know, usebenzele ubukumkani. And no, Tata, awufani usishiye nje singena mphako, you know, no. Usiya with enough provision. So we really want to thank God for your life and your ministry, Dada. You know, and
Amen.
I kept saying that I know you understand this language, you know, that even if you're not with us, but God is with us, and so we really just want to give him the glory.
True. Yeah. That is actually very true.
Indeed. No, siyabulela ke, Dada. So this morning, by the way, my family, if you've just joined us, it's 6:32, and Joining us on the line this morning is Professor Vuyani Ntintili, who is, a resource, might I put it like that, a vessel that the Lord has really allocated and entrusted us with teaching us. I was just meditating, Dada, on our teaching since the first time you joined the program. And Dada, do you realize that we spent a little over, I think about 18 months, just understanding salvation? Hey, Kaba, the thing of salvation was actually quite a big thing. We spent a long time just understanding salvation, you know? And I was like, Lord, you've really... Yo, the Lord has invested in us, that does so much, you know. And so we really want to thank God this morning. And I'm hoping that somebody listening, you know, who has given their life afresh or has given their life to Christ today will really realize that, you know, Utiko, he gives his all just to gain imiphefumlo yethu, you know. And after having gained us, you know, it then becomes prudent of us, Dada, understanding the scripture, to really follow through with the pattern and understand discipleship. Because I think that's where sometimes we lose many, you know. Once abantu bakaThixo bafumana ubudlelwane noYesu Kristu, and then after that, what happens is that we don't teach right, we don't welcome right, we don't set things right. And so the issue of discipleship, see, Tetile apa on the program, and I'm going to say this, Dad, that I really felt like we were either not ready. When you were teaching about discipleship, I don't know, but there was just something being at Islanga Nengam. So I'm really praying that now is the time, you know, that we can be receptive to the teaching of discipleship. And if we had to give perhaps or theme our conversation, you know, we desire that our churches become discipleship friendly, that they become centers of discipleship, Dada. So I just want to give to you maybe do the intro as we come back to that lesson and carry on until ubawo asisaphosisa khona.
Actually, if the church had understood the last words of Christ before he departed, which are the Great Commission, the church would have understood that it has no other business to do except the business of discipleship. Christ, before he leaves for heaven, he gathers his disciples in Galilee. He sends ladies to go and tell these men that he would meet them in Galilee. Indeed, he meets them in Galilee in Matthew 28. When he meets them there, then he tells them that all authority on earth and in heaven has been given to him. And therefore he is sending them on the basis of that authority to go and make disciples of every nation.
Sure.
So Christ left us with one mandate. One. There's only one Great Commission. We don't have two or three or four, just one. And the Great Commission is go and make disciples of all nations. And if we are not making disciples, we are disobeying the only mandate that Christ gave us. I just don't know how the church could have missed such an important thing. But the early church didn't, though. It didn't. Because the early church, in the book of Acts, the first thing that it did, it preached, and people were converted. And then the Bible says 3,000 were added to the number of disciples that were already in existence. And then the Bible keeps on talking about disciples growing. The whole book of Acts talks about disciples. How we missed it, I really don't understand. Maybe I do. Yes. Maybe it's because in Bible school and in theological seminaries, we were never taught about discipleship. we were taught very helpful and good courses that were helpful. But we were never taught about what Christ said we should do. And therefore, ministers themselves have never been discipled, and they have never been taught about discipleship.
Sure.
And therefore, they don't teach or preach about discipleship. But in the late 90s, God was smuggling discipleship somehow when the idea of mentorship came into the church. You remember there was a time when there was a craze about people being mentoring and people wanting a mentor. It was somehow a diluted form of discipleship. And even that mentorship now has gone out of the window. I no longer hear people talking about mentorship. I no longer hear people talking about someone having an oversight over people. People are fiercely independent, just like the devil is independent. So people are devilishly independent, and they are independently going to hell. We lost it. We lost it, and the Lord must really remind us of the Great Commission. And if the church could understand the advantages of discipleship, a church that is properly discipled, they would go back to discipleship. Even the idea of cells, in a sense, was again trying to go back to discipleship. The idea of house churches. It's again the idea of a small group of people who are teaching each other with Christ, who are loving each other, who are caring for one another. So it has been coming in various ways, but it has never taken root. And I think if people could understand, particularly ministers, could understand the advantage of discipleship, that's number one. It could come back. Two, if we could produce genuine disciples, and people see how different genuine disciples are and how fruitful they are, then the ministers could see these people who are shining, these people whose life is attractive. And when they find out, why are you different? And then they say, it's because we're disciples of Christ. Maybe it could come back. I'm not sure how, but we are praying that. I think it will come back because you also, you are like a young person standing on a hill, shouting frantically that people must, discipleship must come back to the church. Maybe God is doing something. Maybe he's doing something.
Sure, Dada.
Maybe God is doing something.
We pray so. We truly pray so, Dada, because very little else matters, like you have said, you know, outside of us being able to prioritize this, because quite frankly, it is creating a den of lions and thieves of the church.
If
what we do is do the altar call and then leave the people of God without shepherding, without teaching, because but it is an incomplete call to Christ. Let me put it that way. Yes.
It is.
Yeah, but because we want people to come and live in Christ and experience abundant life.
Do you know, sometimes I'm saying this from the depths of my heart now, and I'm saying it how shall I put it, reluctantly. But I wanted to say that God always gives you some insights. When I'm saying reluctantly, I just want you to remain humble. But he gives you some insights. You see, discipleship is proper shepherding. And outside of discipleship, there is no shepherding. Because in discipleship, if the church had introduced discipleship properly, then there would be people who disciple others, say one in charge of 30 people. You know these people by name. You know where they live. You know their children by name. You know their ages. You know their challenges. That's shepherding. But now, this kind of ministry, this kind of pastoring that we have, it's a shame. Because do you know that many pastors don't know their members? When they meet them in town and they greet them, they would not know who's greeting them, actually. Many pastors, maybe if they do 10% of the, if they know 10% of their members, I would congratulate them 10%.
Sure.
Most of them don't know 5% of their members. They don't know their names. They don't know their surnames. They don't know where they live. They have no idea where they live. They don't know their children. They don't know anything. What kind of a shepherd does not know the sheep? So only discipleship enables pastors actually to know their members. How would they know their members? They disciple a few people who will disciple others, and then he gets the report of each of the members from those who are discipling small groups. Do you remember the scripture in Exodus 18? In Exodus 18, there was a problem. The children of Israel were having a lot of problems and were bringing them to one man.
Oh, yes, Moses.
And then Jethro, who was a seasoned discipler, who actually discipled Moses. Looks at what is happening. Then he says to him, this thing that you're doing is not good. I advise you, verse 19, he says, listen to me and I'll give you some advice. And I'm giving this advice also to pastors free of charge. And may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. And so forth. Select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men, who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Is there anyone in our churches who's in charge of 10 people? Yeah, who's in charge of 10 people? I task you to be in charge of 10 people, and then these 10 people, 10 groups. Then there's one who's in charge of, 5 groups. 10 times 5 is 50, isn't it? He's in charge of these 5 groups and so forth. So before they go to thousands, it's tens, it's fifties, it's hundreds. So that you know people by name, you know their problems, Can you imagine, Ayanda, if I greeted you and said, Ayanda, how is your younger sister in Cape Town doing?
Hey, Dad.
And how is your mother? I understand your mother was with you. How is she doing?
Mm-hmm.
You were in a job and the difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
How are things now?
You know
that this person knows me, cares about me, knows what is happening to me. But we don't do that. And he says, if you do this, then you will help yourself and help these people. I'm sorry to say this, but it is criminal for us to be collecting tithes and offerings from people we don't know, from people whose problems we don't know, from people we don't pray for. Do you know our prayers as ministers are virtuous?
Hey,
because we pray general prayers. We can't pray specific prayers because we don't know the problems of the people. So we pray this nebulous, virtuous, empty, general prayers. Because we are not in touch with our members. Why am I saying this? It's because you said that to discipleship is shepherding. It is caring for people. It's just that our people are so loving God and loving their pastors that even when the pastor does not know them, the pastor has never been to their place, you know, he knows nothing. They continue to pop up money and give them money. That's our people. They give them money, they support them, but they know that they are not getting proper shepherding. Why are they not getting proper shepherding? It's because discipleship has eluded our people. We don't know discipleship.
Oh, Yinibao.
It's myself, too. I used to be like that. Do you know what I used to be like? I used to be like a celebrity. You know, when you're a celebrity, you go to a stadium and you speak and speak and people stand up, give you a standing ovation. And then you smile, you wave at them, and you go. You know, you are invited to a church, you preach. And people you don't know come, and they clap hands, you smile, you greet them. You are gone. You are gone after that, you are gone. You are going to preach to another group of people, they give you a standing ovation, you smile at them, you wave a hand, you go like a celebrity. I used to be like that, and now, by God's grace, I'm not a celebrity. I'm a shepherd. I mingle with the sheep. I carry those who are broken on my shoulders.
Yes, you do.
I leave the 99. I go and look for the one. I'm like David, who fights with a bear and who fights with a lion to save a sheep. So discipleship is so wonderful, and I pray like you do that the people must get it are ministers.
Oh yes.
And once they get it, it will be introduced, and we can introduce it to churches free of charge. If churches can invite us and say, how can you help us to come and start discipleship in our church? We can do it free of charge.
Siyabulela, Tata.
Yeah, we can do it free of charge. We can actually care. If there's no convict, we could fly and go there without asking them to pay for our fare.
Yo,
we would not say before we go to Joburg, you must book an expensive hotel for us and send us proof that you have booked a hotel, you've given my fee. We'll do it freely. We've received freely. We give.
Amen, Dad.
We can do that.
You know that I'd like us to take a quick break, but I really just want to affirm and testify to what you're saying. You know, by now I've worked closely enough to see, you know, how the Lord is really, really helping you. And so we really just want to thank God honestly for your ministry. I want to read a scripture as well, Tata, so that we don't miss out. I want to believe that what the Lord is saying to the church today is exactly what Christ said to the, he's cleansing us. Matthew chapter 21 verse 12. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold into the temple. Because what you have just said, that in fact, what it is, even if what it is when we go and invest in a, what do you call them? Well, we call it evangelism, you know, the ministries that we do. Estratweni, you know. When we invest in such activities, it's good, it's not wrong. But without discipleship, what we are actually doing is creating a market in the church, and all because the intention is not qualitative, it is quantitative. That we want.
That's true.
He drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Of course, this was literal, you know, but we can always say funny, say nalendo sienza yo kasi exchange, you know, kasi dlala marabi ngwe miphefumulo yabantu bakathixo, you know.
Money changers.
He
and
said,
the keyword is money. Keyword is money. Money.
That's the key.
Amen.
Verse 13.
So when we've got 3,000 members, we are not happy because we've got 3,000 people are going to heaven. We are not sure if these people are going to heaven, but we are sure that these people are increasing our tithes. When we've got 5,000 members, we are not sure how many of them are going to heaven, but we are sure that all of them are tithing. That's money changing.
Actually,
it is money changing.
It is indeed. Wow. He said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Huh? But you have made it a den of thieves.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Have mercy. You have made it a den of thieves. That's 21, isn't it?
Yes, Tata, it's Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 and 13. So I think let's take a break, Tata, a quick ad break. And I think I just want to encourage all of us, my family, let's just meditate and really hear what God has been saying since 5 o'clock. And really, really hear him. He is preparing the bride. He is really cleansing umchakazi wakhe, you know. Let's hear God. We'll take a break. It's 5 minutes before the top of the hour, my family, and it's Radio Pulpit. When we come back, we're coming back to pray. Let's just render our hearts before the Lord and prepare ourselves for what the Lord has done and for what the Lord desires to do beyond this time.
At Radio Pulpit, we want to stay in touch with you as our valued daily companion. To enable ongoing communication with you and in the interest of ensuring the protection of your personal information in accordance with POPIA, we ask that you please confirm your consent to communication when receiving a link from our system via SMS, WhatsApp or email. We have good news. As soon as you confirm consent to receive information from Radio Pulpit, you qualify to possibly be chosen to co-present with your favorite presenter in one program of your choice. For more information, please feel free to visit our website at radiopulpit.co.za or email gospel@radiopulpit.co.za.
I-coronavirus 2019 sisigulo esitsha semiphunga esinwenwa ukusuka komnye umntu ukuya komnye ngamachaphaza aphuma xa kukhohlela okanye kuthimla lowo onaso.
Zikhusele, ukhusele noluntu ekuhlaleni kokugula ngokulandela amanyathelo okuzikhusela alandelayo.
Hlamba izandla rhoqo ngamanzi nesepha imizuzwana A20.
Xa ungaziva mnandi zigcine ekhaya okanye utsalele coronavirus hotline ufumane ingcebiso ngonyango.
Nceda ungasondeli ebantwini abagulayo.
Gquma umlomo nempumlo ngomkhono okanye okanye ngetishu xa ukhohlela okanye uthimla.
Coca ubulale iintsholongwane rhoqo kwiindawo nezinto eziphathwa okokoko ngebleach nangechemicals ezingenabungozi.
Yenza eyakho indima ukunqanda ukunwenwa kwecoronavirus nezinye izifo ekuhlaleni kwethu. Ngeenkcukacha ezitheveche, nceda utsalele iCoronavirus Center ku 0800 02 9999 okanye ungene ku nicd.ac.za kungenjalo health.gov.za.
We invite you to take hands with us in sharing the message of God's love and power with others. The Radio Pulpit 1 million challenge aims to reach 1 million people and encourage them during these challenging times. Is it possible? Absolutely. If only a quarter of our listeners can each reach out to 10 persons, we would have reached a million people. How? It's easy. Visit our website at radiopulpit.co.za. Complete the pledge to reach out to 10 persons or even more. Choose and download a pre-prepared encouragement card and send the card to 10 of your family members or friends. And there you go. Remember to also tell people where you received the card from so that they know how to access and download their own from the Radio Pulpit website and send it to someone who will appreciate it. For more information, visit our website, Facebook page or send the word MUL via SMS to 37871 or WhatsApp 0826572729. Standard rates apply. Come on, together we can make a difference.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Wow, my family, it's Radio Pulpit indeed. Dada, we've literally got 1 minute before we need to cross over. Singa Tanda, Dada.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Our Father, we really want to pray for your men, your servants, most of whom have left what they were doing in order to shepherd your people. We pray that you will really open their eyes to know how it will improve their ministries if they were to care for people and shepherd your people the way the Bible says they should be shepherded. We want to raise our hands to you in repentance,
yes, Lord,
and say we're sorry for turning your house into a den of thieves and robbers. Sorry, Father, that we have turned your church into money-changing institution rather than a soul-serving place. Please, Lord, have mercy on us. Don't visit us with your condemnation and your destruction. We just pray that you will give us more chance, Lord, a very merciful God. Yes. Have mercy on us. Visit our churches one by one. Send revival to our churches.
Yes, Lord.
Turn their hearts off your shepherds to the flock and of the flock to the shepherds. Transform the hearts of ministers and give them shepherding hearts. Lord, we thank you. We bless Ayanda, Father, for having this passion for the church. She loves the church. She loves ministers. She loves God's people. Please bless her and continue to use her and bless the listeners of her program. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen,
Amen. Bless you.
Bless you so much, Dad. With the few minutes, for ministers that are listening today, Nangu Reverend S. Mtunzi, and for ministers that are listening, email address yako where they can reach out to you for help, because ngokubaza abefundisi badinga uncedo, Dad.
It's a V Ntintili. It's V NTINTILI @gmail.com.
Bless you so much.
VNTINTILI @gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Ketatam. Bless you. We'll catch up next week.
Bless you, sister. Bless you.
My family, it is exactly a minute after seven. We have to cross over to church. Apologies. And bless you so much into this new month. The Lord is really helping us. Let's enjoy church here on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805. Or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Bambini, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.